But perhaps the most pressing issue facing Apple today is encryption. It is believed that the terrorist in last month's attacks in Paris used encrypted apps to avoid surveillance. U.S. law enforcement immediately renewed its calls for Apple and other companies to provide access to its customers' encrypted text and emails. Apple CEO Tim Cook has refused to do so. And though we interviewed him prior to the attacks, Cook has since told us that Apple is cooperating with authorities to combat terrorism, but he has not changed his position on encryption.
They say it's like, you know, you have a search warrant, but you can't unlock the trunk.
Here's the situation is on your smartphone today, on your iPhone, there's likely health information, there's financial information, there are intimate conversations with your family or your coworkers, there's probably business secrets, and you should have the ability to protect it. And the only way we know how to do that is to encrypt it. Why is that? It's because if there's a way to get in, then somebody will find the way in. You know, there have been people that suggest that we should have a back door. But the reality is if you put a back door in, that back door is for everybody, for good guys and bad guys.
But does the government have a point in which they say, if we have good reason to believe in that information, is evidence of criminal conduct or national security behavior?
Well, if the government lays a proper warrant on us today, then we will give the specific information that is requested, because we have to by law. In the case of encrypted communication, we don't have it to give. And so if, like your iMessages are encrypted, we don't have access to those.
Okay, but help me understand how you get to the government's dilemma.
I don't believe that the trade-off here is privacy versus
security.
National security. I think that's an overly simplistic view. We're America. We should have both.